6 months from now, it will be Charles Rodriguez and myself discussing Danny's future with Judge Matthews, who, frankly, is a miserable old fart who would like to bring back corporal punishment to public schools. He probably does think Danny is guilty. He probably thinks Danny should hang. Fortunately, that's not germane to the hearing. At this point, we're simply addressing which court should have jurisdiction over the case. So I need to argue that, guilty or not, Danny's and the community's interests are best served by keeping this case in juvenile court. Because even if he's a mass murderer now, when he grows up, he'll be magically cured? Exactly. And there's nothing magical about it. I've been reading articles on juvenile crime all night, and the experts call it desistance phenomenon. From ages 12 to 18, male teens exhibit a spike of criminal activity as their rise in hormones and developmental changes outpace their coping skills. Then, at 18, as they become adults, get jobs, and find more permanent relationships, they settle down. Criminal activity falls off, and even teens once described as troubled go on to lead normal lives. So, if Danny is innocent, he's innocent. But if he's guilty, he's merely going through a phase? That's what we're going to argue in court? Sandy's voice was becoming shrill. She couldn't help herself. It sounded ludicrous. It sounded insane. Shep shot her an impatient stare. For God's sake, Sandy, what do you want to hear? He just told you his job is to keep Danny out of adult court, and this is the way he can do it. Sandy, Avery began soothingly. Sandy cut him off. I don't know what I want to hear. Maybe that my only son isn't capable of killing three people. Maybe that my firstborn child isn't a murderer. It's all been a big mistake. She slammed her hand down on the table. Look at you two, discussing legal theory as if it makes a difference. This isn't a ball game. It doesn't boil down to who wins or loses at the end of the night. This is our son. This is our community. How are we going to walk down the streets if Danny is found guilty? What are we going to tell Becky? My God, Shep, didn't you see what they wrote on our garage? They're going to kill him. Our neighbors hold Danny responsible for the murder of two little girls, and sooner or later someone is going to kill him. Damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it.